Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nick Wilhite. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Nick Wilhite. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wilhite fires to first and picks off Landrum. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nick Wilhite is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilhite hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilhite moves to second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wilhite moves to third. Wills moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and throws to third to double up Wilhite. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. 1 out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Will Hite reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Buell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LaFave is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFave hits a fly ball into left field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Wilhite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhite is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilhite hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Krug and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Krug moves to second. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Bob Buell. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Bob Miller now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Miller. Krug moves to third. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Krug scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Clemens moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Billy Heft now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LaFave is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFave hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Bob Miller. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Willie Crawford pinch runs for John Roseborough. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to third. Crawford moves to second. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LaFave is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley scores. Crawford scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Wally Moon pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Jeff Torborg now catching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Wills. The throw from Krug and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Gilliam is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Wills moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Ernie Banks. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Chris Krug. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jackson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Hendley now pitching. George Altman now playing first base. Ed Bailey now catching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 4 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaFave is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. LaFave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. LaFave reaches second base with a double. Parker goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.